Hello there, it's Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, bringing you the daily financial services news wrap on this Sunday, the 28th of April, 2024. We open up today with a significant financial strain facing Australians as income tax rates soar higher than in other affluent countries. Coupled with inflating prices, these ever-increasing levies threaten to shrink our purchasing power. Recent data indicate our average tax rate is surging, but sadly, our wages aren't keeping pace. As a result, Aussies are becoming cautious, anticipating a rocky economic outlook. With aggressive monetary policies in the pipeline, like the hike in interest rates intended to combat inflation, the pressure on household finances is escalating. As we navigate this complex economic landscape, we await the government's plan to counter inflation without overtaxing its citizens. In the superannuation sector, UniSuper, one of our prominent superannuation funds, has named MetLife Insurance as its new insurance provider. This ends UniSuper's decade-long association with TAL. This shift comes after a rigorous review process and highlights UniSuper's commitment to improving its services for members. Peter Chun, UniSuper's chief executive, is optimistic that MetLife's customer-centric approach and digital innovation will provide robust support to members during challenging times. MetLife's win of this coveted contract is a testament to the growing emphasis on digital innovation and customer satisfaction in Australia's insurance and superannuation sectors. However, the impact of the new $3 million superannuation cap remains unclear. The Federal Treasury's lack of detailed analysis on the cap's long-term effect has led to concerns from the public and policy stakeholders. While initial reports suggest only 0.5% of fund members will feel the cap in its first year, groups like the Financial Services Council caution that without adjusting for inflation, 500,000 Australians could be affected. Calls for a broader analysis are growing, as the static cap's implications on our national retirement savings remain unknown. Finally, for all our vintage car enthusiasts out there, it may be time to rethink your insurance coverage. A recent case involving AFCA and a 1970 Mercedes-Benz 280E owner highlights the limitations of home insurance. Even non-operational vehicles still qualify as motor vehicles in the eyes of Australian insurers. This differentiation cost one vintage car lover, as his home insurance claim was denied. In light of this, AFCA awarded him a compensation of $1,000 due to mishandling of his claim by Allianz. This case underlines the importance of understanding the ins and outs of your coverage before you need to stake a claim. That wraps up our daily news brief. For more news and information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, make sure to visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed and have a good day, everybody.